You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. If I ask you today to write the names of three men that you consider as giant of faith, or God's general, as people love to put it, men that knows God, men of stature, and so on. Who are those three names that you are going to mention? Now, I want you to look at what Jesus said. He said, many will say on that day, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons, and do many wonderful works? Are those not the parameter by which men judge themselves today? If somebody tells you that this man is highly anointed, this man hears God, this man is a man of God, what are those parameters? He can prophesy, he can cast out demons, he can do many wonderful works. And you know, a lot of books have even been written foolishly, so to say, to describe some men as giant, as God's general. I don't know how they came about all of those descriptions. Because when the basis for many of those books are this very thing that Jesus said will not count. So you are judging men based on what Jesus said is not going to count. What will count? He said in verse 21, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that dwell the will of my Father. You see, a true giant of faith is a person that is living in the will of God. And that's why you can't measure anything. This competitive spirit is Antichrist, in which we are trying to know who is great, who is giant, who is this, who is the biggest man of God, and so on. How do you know all of that? How do you know a man that is living in obedience? That may be a man that none of us had never seen before, who is living in absolute obedience to Jesus Christ. That is the man. Okay? That is what is important. So all these bases of judging men based on prophecy, miracles, signs, and wonders is very, very wrong. Now look at Jesus. He said, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They were doing all of those things, but they were workers of iniquity. Their employer is iniquity. But those are the men today that we refer to as great man of God. A man walks into the meeting, he blows wind into the microphone, and everybody seems to be falling down. And then you say, oh, this is a great man of God. This man has power. What is the power that he has? That people are psychologically, in most cases, just falling on themselves. Is it that this man has departed from iniquity? And so you discover that many of the people you call, oh, great man of God, great this, great that, when you get to know their inner life, it's a completely different story. And then you now begin to defend that again and say, oh, you know, nobody is perfect. He's a man. Everybody has shortcomings. But Jesus said that is the real basis for measurement. If you truly know God, you will depart from iniquity. He said the foundation of God standeth sure, having this zeal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You can't be living in iniquity, and then because you are doing crusade everywhere and you are popular, you are now saying, people should understand that you are human, but at least you are serving God. They should not attack you. Nobody is attacking anybody. All we are saying is that stop judging men based on signs and wonders. Obedience to Christ, departing from sin and iniquity, that's what we count at the end of the day. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.